following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Live from the NFL Draft in Detroit and inside the world-famous Caucus Club, it's a special statewide broadcast of The Huge Show from the 313 Party with NFL agent David Gregory, Bull Rush Sports, and the Michigan Sports Network. Today, Huge and his Lions NFL insiders will preview tonight's first round and look ahead to day two and three of the draft from Detroit. Huge love to Copper Craft Distillery, the Tullymore Golf Resort, and Doran Mayhew for being our lead presenting sponsors of today's broadcast and 313 Draft Bash. Now, let's go live to the NFL Draft in Detroit with a huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? We are live from the 2024 NFL Draft in downtown Detroit. We're less than 3/10 of a mile from the NFL main stage, where tonight at 8 p.m., Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, will deliver the first pick in the draft right now. That looks like Caleb Williams to the Bears at number one. Lions, a lot of buzz, and I've talked about this all week long, that they're going to try and trade up. That is the latest. They're going to try and trade up and get their guy. They know they're a player or two away from winning the NFC and getting to the Super Bowl, and not only celebrating their first appearance ever in a Super Bowl, but winning the Super Bowl. My good friend Matt Boer out of Holly, Michigan, told me at lunch here at the Caucus Club, I think we're on the verge of a dynasty. Also, thanks to Matt Boer, his brother from the Michigan Sports Network, who actually figured out a PA system for the first time in our five-year partnership. Also, to the Caucus Club, this is one of the coolest venues I've ever been to for a special event. I just enjoyed some crab cake sliders and burger sliders, French onion soup, tomato basil soup for lunch, the presentation, the staff. This is a private event tonight. Like I said, 3/10 of a mile from the NFL draft stage in downtown Detroit. But I will tell you, to anybody listening across the state, if you're looking for a great venue for a private event or to grab one of their world-famous steaks, and you're going to be in Detroit for a Wings game, Pistons, Lions, Tigers, or down here on business, think about the Caucus Club. Fantastic. And we're going to have some of our Huge Show clients, Michigan Sports Network clients, and David Gregory. He's an NFL PA certified sports agent in Bull Rush Sports. He took the ball and ran with this to put it together, and he brought in his support team, Jack Maloche and Mars Steenwick from Ada Forest Hills Eastern High School. Jack's going to play at Northern Michigan. Mars is going to Michigan Tech for an education. One of the greatest high school goalkeepers ever. And he's got the support staff from the Maloche family, the Gregory family, and also the youngest looking grad student ever in history. It's an amazing group together. It's going to be a historic night. And will the Lions trade up? My huge opinion is they will. And who's going to be their man? Their man is going to be a shutdown corner. Their man's going to be another edge rusher on the opposite side of Hutch. And the Lions, as we sit here at the Caucus Club with Bull Rush Sports and David Gregory, the Lions, in my mind, are second best, or if not the best, going into the draft on paper with what they've done in the offseason in the NFC and top four in the NFL. We do have our Flying Ace Whiskey huge question of the day, and I do want to thank Coppercraft Distillery, Flying Ace Whiskey, Doran Mayhew. Josh Garvey will join us later with his thoughts on the Lions draft, and also Matt Golden and the team from the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. We couldn't do events like this without David Gregory, Bull Rush Sports, Doran Mayhew, the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, and also our friends from Coppercraft Distillery, home of Honolulu Blue. I was selling that like crazy last night at the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society charity event at NOCO Provisions in Ada. I realized I have a second calling as a bartender. The women were just coming up to me, flocking, hitting on me. I'm like, look, I'm 62. I'm not 22. Please, take a number. And then I went, there's a butcher store next door. They have one of those numbers that you take when you're going to the butcher store. I said, ladies, you got to take the number, okay? In order, I'll talk to you. Take a selfie, whatever. But let's calm down. We're here for a great charity. And I was selling Honolulu Blue, that blue raspberry lemonade and vodka. In a can. It's available in stores all across Michigan. Ask for it at your local bar, pub, or restaurant. And what a night. A ton of money raised for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society on a serious note. And for anybody battling through that, God bless you and your family. And there are places who can help and people who stepped up last night. It was awesome. It really was. And then I'm on the road this morning with Marty Boer, Matt Boer, Michigan Sports Network, David Gregory and his crew. From Bull Rush Sports. And you kind of feel it when you're coming to town because 2 miles out, people are walking towards downtown with their Lions gear on. Saw some guys with Eagles gear on, but I'm not sure they were mentally all there, but I'm not going to stereotype people as Matt Boer almost totaled his car 7 times in our 15-minute drive from Birmingham. I don't think Richard Childress or Penske, maybe from Detroit, are going to pick up Matt on any racing circuit. But you know what? We made it here alive. And we got to the Caucus Club. And we have our Flying Ace Whiskey huge question of the day. What do you think the Lions will do in round one of the draft tonight? You can answer that at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. That is on the Honolulu Blue listener line. 1-866-838-4843. Anthony Broom will join us coming up in a few moments. Michigan could set a record. Georgia holds it right now. 15 players from one team drafted. Michigan had 18 guys go to the combine. I think the only name possible in the first round and high, somewhere between 2 and 10, is J.J. McCarthy. But the draft is more than just round one. It's Friday and Saturday, just about 0.3 mile from the world-famous Caucus Club here in downtown Detroit. They're in the – is it – how do you pronounce the building, Marty?
Penobscot.
Yeah. They're in the Penobscot. Hey, how you doing? I'm going to the Caucus Club in the Penobscot building. Back in the day, that's how people talk fast. I'm going to the Penobscot. I'm going to the Caucus Club. The first restaurant in downtown Detroit to feature in-house butchery and dry-aged steaks. Man, I'm going to eat a steak later. Marty Boer called it the best ever. Matt Boer said, unmatched in the world. Also, great craft cocktail offerings and an extensive wine list. Family-owned restaurant, passionate about the guest experience. And I felt that even before they opened their doors and they served us up a great lunch. And remember, venues, business get-togethers. You're looking for a place in downtown Detroit to do business like we are and celebrating with our clients and Bull Rush Sports and David Gregory and Marty Boer and the Michigan Sports Network. I didn't realize Marty Boer had 11 brothers and sisters who were going to show up tonight. Borderline Amish family from Holly. They're amazing. With extended family, 93 Boers. Mostly adopted from Guatemala, but you know what? There's still Boers at the heart. That's a beautiful thing. I'm getting emotional, but I think all of a sudden everybody said they're Marty's family because we're at the Caucus Club with David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports. That is amazing. I'm looking at the menu for tonight. We got some huge show listeners who won the VIP bracelets. Thanks again to Michigan Sports Network, David Gregory, Bull Rush Sports, and the Caucus Club, and our partners for making this happen. Superfly Hayes is back in downtown Grand Rapids at our flagship station, 96.1. The game, I'll go through the latest mock draft, and I'll tell you if I agree or disagree. Because I was listening to my good friend Doug Karsh on the ticket in Detroit when I was driving down, and they're talking about you got to get your guy if you're Detroit. This isn't building something or waiting around 2 more years to see if a draft class becomes starters. You're maybe a play away if Reynolds would have caught that ball. Well, you need to step up and get that done. Anthony Broome, is he standing by? From thewolverine.com, I had a great story that I just retweeted in regards to could Harbaugh, former Harbaugh players, set a record for the school with the most players drafted tonight, Friday, and Saturday here at the NFL Draft in Detroit. And Anthony Broome from thewolverine.com is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing great. I made my way to downtown Detroit, kind of ducked into a building for a few, but man, it is buzzing down here. I think this entire weekend has a chance to be somewhat of an infomercial for the Michigan Wolverines football program. And it starts tonight with J.J. McCarthy, who really the draft kind of starts when we figure out where the heck he's going to go. So, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I'm having a great time down here so far. I think this is an event where if you're a fan of college football, if you're a fan of NFL football, to me, this is the perfect Venn diagram of that. And, you know, for Lions fans in particular, I mean, all you've ever had before a couple of years ago was the draft. Now you've got a good football team. Now you've got that passion for the draft. It's just, I mean, the atmosphere down here is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I could feel it when I was walking into the caucus club a couple hours ago. We're about 3/10 of a mile from the NFL draft stage, and it starts with J.J. McCarthy, and we'll get to the rest of the Wolverines over the weekend that could be drafted if they get beyond 15 that Georgia had from that Georgia team that throttled Michigan down in South Florida. They'll set a record and a historic team when people look back on this for decades. But the story that I heard earlier today that J.J. isn't going to be at the draft, and I'm trying to figure out why. They love you in the state of Michigan. You're going to go no later than 13. Okay, 2 to 13. No later than the Raiders at 13, if he did drop. I'm not saying he's going to drop, but I am concerned when he's not going to be at the draft, is he worried he could drop? Or because he likes this, he did a great interview with Eisen about, you know, when he was in his mama's belly and his dad's called him his little quarterback. It was tearjerker watching that. But are you surprised J.J. McCarthy isn't going to be walking out on stage to hug Roger Goodell when he's drafted tonight in the first round?
I am a little bit surprised because, yeah, I mean, Ann Arbor's 45 minutes west of here. He's going to come off the board fairly early. I mean, again, I think the buzz has cooled down on him being a potential top four, top five pick. But would I be surprised if he's the number six pick, number eight pick for someone trading up? Certainly he's not going to fall past the Denver Broncos at pick number 12. So for me, yeah, I mean, he's going to go early. But I think he's the type of guy that, and this is why I feel like a market like Minnesota or a market like Denver is probably best for him. He doesn't need the spotlight. He doesn't need the constant microscope on him. You know, he just wants to play football, and he wants to be kind of that rising tide that raises everything else around him. So I'm not 100% surprised that he's not here, to be honest, but it would have been great to be here. I mean, it kind of kicks off that weekend for Michigan. No Michigan guys were or will be in that draft green room. A lot of guys just deciding to stay remote and things like that. But a little bit surprised, but not given that we know the guy. I don't think I'm super surprised that he's not around.
Anthony Broome from thewolverine.com. He is in downtown Detroit, not too far from us, getting ready to cover the NFL draft this weekend, connected to those 18 Wolverines who were invited to the combine. Yeah, just JJ's kind of done his own thing since he's been at Michigan, maybe since he's played the game of football. And like I said, 2 to 13. 13 would be if for some reason he did drop 13, the Raiders need a quarterback. I think that's the low side. 2 could be the shocking pick after Caleb Williams tonight here just down the street. So when you look at the 18 invited to the combine and doing your homework and research for thewolverine.com, Anthony, how many players do you think Michigan will have drafted when this thing ends on Saturday here in Detroit?
I think I got to 14 pretty safely. You know, I don't need to go through all the names, but I think 14 for sure. It's going to come down to there's a group of four at the end, where I think is where things get interesting. It's with Trent Jones, Carson Barnhart, Ladarius Henderson, and Josh Wallace. I think if two of those four guys get drafted, I think they break the record. Obviously, if one of them gets drafted, they match the record. But it's going to be interesting because you know, you've got these three footholds now. These former Michigan coaches or guys that have ties to Michigan with the Baltimore Ravens, the Los Angeles Chargers, the Seattle Seahawks with Mike McDonald. I think they all – listen, I mean, they have a duty, these guys that run those teams, to pick the best player they possibly can. But, you know, I tend to think if you've got to take a chance on a guy in round six, round seven, I think that these Michigan guys, it's a pretty safe bet that they're going to at least contribute to your team, at least, you know, with some of those late-round guys. Maybe they push for time in camp or they're on your practice squad. So to me, I think they'll get there. I think they'll get to 16 barely, but I think you're going to have to watch this entire NFL draft to kind of see if they do that, because I really do think it's going to come down to the wire. So I think 13 to 14 guys is pretty safe. From there, you'd only need one guy to tie the record. You need two guys to break the record. I just feel like they're going to get there some way, and we'll see what happens with the rest of them.
So after JJ selected, I agree with you. I doubt there'll be anybody else in the first round unless Roman Wilson was a major surprise at the end of the first round tonight in the draft. I assume Roman's the second player selected, or will it be Corm? What do you think?
I mean, I think there's a good chance it's Sainer still, honestly. I mean, I've seen mock drafts where he's right there at the top of round two. Maybe a team falls in love with him and moves up just a little bit to get him at the end of round one. But I think Roman Wilson, you can put in that pot. I think you can put Sainer still in that pot. Chris Jenkins might have an outside chance at being in that pot. We'll see what happens. But, you know, given the fact that the consensus about this draft is that you've got 15 guys pretty safely that I think have first-round grades. And then from like 16 to 50, 16 to 60, whatever it is, depending on the board you put value in, there's not a lot of separation there. So I do wonder, similar to how teams, when in doubt, they would just take the Alabama player or they would just take the Georgia player in years past. I do wonder if all things are held equal, what happens with some of these Michigan guys. So I wouldn't rule out a surprise first rounder at the end tonight, but I do think it probably will just be the one. And then, you know, you'll have a lot of foundational pieces that come off the board tomorrow. And then Saturday is the day where you're seeing if they can set some kind of record.
Blake Corum, I almost have this vibe that he's going to end up playing for Harbaugh with the Chargers. Am I crazy to think that?
I don't think so. I think if there's one pound the table guy, and you look at all these teams that have made these offseason moves. I mean, the Chargers need a running back. Gus Edwards is not going to be enough. They're going to want to run the ball a lot. And Corum is slimmed down, I think, maybe in an effort to get kind of closer to what he was during his true freshman season or that season in 2021. He's been running routes out of the slot for teams. He did it at Pro Day. He did it a little bit at the NFL Combine. They got some reps in doing that. So I feel like if there's one guy, if you had to set the odds for a guy to be someone that Jim Harbaugh pounds the table for, I think Blake Corum is probably pretty high on that list.
I agree. Anthony Broom, the Wolverine.com coverage of the Michigan players and the NFL draft and the connections to all the selections. And will they break Georgia's record of 15 players selected in one draft? We'll see by the end of the day on Saturday. You can follow the Michigan connection to the NFL draft here in Detroit at thewolverine.com. Anthony, good stuff. Enjoy the weekend.
Of course. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Anthony Broom checking in on the Meyer guest line. And Meyer proud to welcome back the best female golfers in the world Father's Day week for the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give that benefits local food pantries, Blyfield Country Club, Plainfield Township, just north of GR. If you want tourney and ticket info, go to MeyerLPGAClassic.com. We are live at the Caucus Club, 0.3 mile from the NFL draft stage. We're with David Gregory, NFL PA certified sports agent and Bull Rush Sports, Marty Bourne, the Michigan Sports Network, The Huge Show, and our marketing partners, including Dorn Mayhew, one of the world's top accounting CPA and business firms, worldwide headquarters up 75 in Troy. Josh Garvey handles the Dorn Mayhew office in GR. He'll join us later with his thoughts on the draft tonight. Also at Water Brewery, some big pick beer being served up tonight here at our private party at the Caucus Club. And if you're listening across the state, and you're a business owner, business decision maker, you're looking for a great place to entertain clients if you're coming to Detroit, or maybe hold your own private event like we are tonight, just contact the Caucus Club in downtown Detroit. I'm telling you, it's top shelf all the way. And I do want to thank everybody back in the kitchen. They don't get a lot of love from the media, but they're going to from the huge show. Chris Durr, Carl Williams, Samuel Jaber, Carter Saucy, Mario Brown, Dante McMullen, Brandy Curry, Kenneth Martin Wagner, and Darius Green. Thanks for helping make tonight special here at the 313 Bash in Detroit. We do have our Flying Ace Whiskey huge question of the day. What do you think the Lions will do tonight in the first round? You can answer that at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and also opt in on the Roast Umber Coffee text chain. Just text HUGE to 21,000.
You're listening to The Huge Show, live statewide on the Michigan Sports Network, from the NFL Draft in Detroit and the 313 Party at the Caucus Club, with Bull Rush Sports, Coppercraft Distillery, the Tullymore Golf Resort, and Doran Mayhew.
We're teeing off our 10th year. At the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend Josh Garvey. Now, he's a managing shareholder at Doran Mayhew's Grand Rapids office. Their world headquarters are in Troy, Michigan, on the east side of the state, and they have locations all around the world. They have over 550 motivated accounting professionals, 90 years in business, and I mentioned the 10 offices worldwide. So if you want to connect and partner with one of the top CPA accounting and business firms in the world, they're right here in Michigan. Doran Mayhew's Troy office on the east side of the state. And Josh Garvey is a managing shareholder for their Doran Mayhew GR office. Right there by the S-curve, you'll see the new Doran Mayhew sign. You can find out more. Just Google Doran Mayhew. That's DoreenMayhew or Doran.com. They're one of America's and the world's top CPA accounting and business firms. They're Doran Mayhew.
We played for the thrill, that rush you feel with the game on the line. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver. Now, with Eagle Casino and Sports, the new sportsbook app from Soaring Eagle, anywhere I'm at, I'm still in the game.
Sign up now and get up to $1,000. That's right, up to $1,000 for a risk-free bet on your next favorite underdog, parlay, or prop.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute Purple Community. Now, they're a grassroots fundraising network powered by the volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve health now and in the future. Learn more at purplecommunity.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. It is draft day 2024. NFL is in Detroit, and we are downtown in the Motor City at the world-famous Caucus Club, along with David Gregory, NFL PA certified sports agent, Bull Rush Sports, also the Maloche marketing team, and Mars Steenwick, one of the great high school goalkeepers in the history of this state, from Grand Rapids, Forest Hills, Eastern. They called him the Wall, the Brick Wall. And Mars is going to Michigan Tech University. He may play some club soccer, hit Bohemia with his snowboard. But I told him, at Michigan Tech, the highest, when you graduate, starting salary in the state of Michigan at any school is like 76 grand. And he said, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so thanks to Bull Rush Sports Management. They're based in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Big weekend for David Gregory and his clients. We'll talk to David coming up, one of our legal and sports insiders from Bull Rush. Also, thanks to Marty Boer and the Michigan Sports Network, Matt Boer, for his help today. And also to our marketing partners who helped make this private 313 bash happened at the Caucus Club in Detroit. Matt Golden and the team at the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. Tullymore 18 is open. The St. Ives 18 opens up this weekend. Also, Josh Garvey and his team from Dorn Mayhew and Coppercraft Distillery. They're serving up Honolulu Blue, blue raspberry lemonade and vodka in the Honolulu Blue and silver cans in stores all across Michigan and ask for it at your local bar, pub, or restaurant. Speaking of Honolulu Blue, Lions have their new uniforms. People are wearing the new gear. Downtown Detroit is alive, and Mike O'Hara, DetroitLions.com, senior columnist, insider when it comes to the Lions and the NFL. He is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Hugh. Good to be back with you.
Yeah, good to be back with you, man. Pulling in this afternoon, see, it felt like a playoff game day with crowds from 3-4 miles out jumping on the train straight down Woodward. A big feel to this event already, and we're still, hours away from the draft?
No, hours away from the draft, and there are 3 days of it, too, so we're getting a pretty good dose of pretty good product. It really is. It's exciting, and look, I'm 10 miles away over in Allen Park, and I can feel the buzz from here.
Yeah, you really can, and we're about 0.3 mile from the NFL draft stage here at our private 313 bash at the Caucus Club. A lot of talk today that the Lions may trade up. Dan Campbell has said, be prepared in case we trade out of the first round. Brad Holmes has said that. Typical draft fodder and conversation where nobody knows what's going to happen. What's your likely feel, vibe on what the Lions will do in the first round tonight?
Well, I don't know, obviously, but if I had to make a choice between trading up, trading out, or doing nothing, I would say trading up, and with Brad Holmes and his staff have their eye on a particular player they want to get, and if he's there at a certain point, it makes, you know, at a price that they think is legit, then I think you'll see him move up and try to take that fair. Now, their plans may not jive with, you know, whoever the player they're talking about's plans, you know, people who already might have them in their sights too. But that's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah, because, you know, if you look at Brad Holmes since he's taken over, and not just the draft, but free agency, his quarterback, he got Goff, traded Stafford, got a lot of draft picks that ended up helping this team move forward. But if he wants his guy, he'll go make some moves to get his guy. And a lot depends on this move up or possibly a move out or stay at 29. It really is centered on what happens in those first 12, 13, 14 picks tonight. Maybe the first 11 in the draft.
You know, and in that first 11, you know, I think there might be four or five of them, the quarterbacks, and that. But you never know how it's going to play out. But I would think if under that scenario, if it played out the way they've been talking about it for, it seems like forever, then I think that would benefit the Lions and some other teams to an extent, in that they're not looking for a defense. Every quarterback that gets drafted is one less, you know, opens up one more opening for the Lions to make a play on something later in the first round.
So if they want to move up and get their guy, what position, who would be their guy, Mike, looking at all the mock drafts, your own mock drafts at DetroitLions.com, who is the guy you would think Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell would covet if it's their dream pick in a scenario where they could trade up?
Well, first of all, let me preface this by saying I never thought that they would make a trade up or trade down or trade anywhere last year to draft a running back, and that's exactly what they did. So they are, you know, they – okay, they've hit it on the nail, at the nail on the head. Play after play after play after play in the first 3 years they've been here, and I would expect them to do the same thing again. I would think, to me, it would be either an offensive lineman, a wide receiver, or cornerback, one of those three, and you could take your pick, and any one of those three, to me, I would accept any one of those three. I think all of those choices are good choices for the Detroit Lions.
Michael Hare, DetroitLions.com senior columnist insider when it comes to the Lions and the NFL, joining us on the Meyer guest line as we're live in downtown Detroit at the Caucus Club, getting set for round one of the draft tonight, about 0.3 mile from the NFL draft stage, where Goodell will make that first round announcement a little after 8 p.m. How many holes are on this team? A team that was dominating the Niners on the road. They were maybe a player or two in the second half from still finding a way to Vegas in the Super Bowl. Looking at what they picked up during the offseason, who they've re-signed, even before the draft, Mike, what would you list as holes on this team that's keeping them from being a champion?
The only one I would look at, the area that I would look at that they absolutely have to make another move, would be cornerback. And I say that even though they've, you know, acquired two starting caliber players in the offseason, but I think they need another one, a playmaker who can, you know, stand his ground, you know, and make plays for him. They haven't had that in a while. They might have gotten it, you know, through free agency and through the offseason trade, but I think they need more of that.
Michael Hare, DetroitLions.com. So good to hear your voice, my man. I know you guys are wall-to-wall with this draft in Detroit, Allen Park, and also downtown here in the Motor City. Thank you so much. We'll stay in touch.
All right, Huge. Thanks for having me.
All right, Michael Hare checking in on the Meyer guest line as the Huge Show is live at the Caucus Club in downtown Detroit. Our private 313. NFL first-round draft bash happens 7 p.m. until 1 a.m. with David Gregory, who is an NFLPA certified agent, Bull Rush Sports Management. They're based in West Michigan. They focus mostly on athletes with Michigan connections, linemen, offensive linemen, defensive linemen, and beyond. His roster has grown. He got Jake Witt from the UP and Northern Michigan, drafted by the Indy Colts last year. He's looking forward, maybe not to the first round, but the second and third day of the draft. We'll talk to David coming up. We also have our Flying Ace Whiskey Huge Question of the Day. What do you think the Lions will do tonight in round one of the draft? Michael Harris said the biggest hole in need is cornerback, and we all agree on that. And that's why I believe, I've been saying this all week long, the Lions will trade up if the deal is there. And the key is those quarterbacks all have to go in a hurry. And like all six in the first 11 or 12. And they'll go up and get Mitchell out of Toledo or Arnold on Alabama. That is my huge prediction, and I'm sticking with it. You can join in again, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. And if you're not coming to downtown Detroit, you can check out Herman Moore and the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resorts draft party inside the Ascend Sportsbook and Nightclub at Soaring Eagle tonight. And also in the Grand Rapids area and across the state, all the brands Steakhouse and Grills are having draft watch parties. You'll find the brands in Bay City, brands in Caledonia, brands in Cascade, brands in Wyoming at 44th and South Division, brands in Holland, Johnny Brands in Granville, Johnny Brands in downtown GR on Leonard. For the one close to where you'll be tonight, you can watch all the draft action, great specials, happy hours twice a day, and all brands, Steakhouse and Grills. Go to brands.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show, live statewide on the Michigan Sports Network from the NFL Draft in Detroit and the 313 Party at the Caucus Club with Bull Rush Sports, Copper Craft Distillery, the Tullymore Golf Resort, and Doran Mayhew.
June 23rd, the world's most notorious rock band is coming to Soaring Eagle Casino. Motley Crue. The Crue. Part of the Soaring Eagle Summer Outdoor Concert Series. Tickets start at $54 and are on sale now at the box office and online at etix.com. Party hard, then take a ride on the wild side. Motley Crue, Sunday, June 23rd at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Huge cheer for my good friends from Flying Ace Whiskey. Now it's an American-made whiskey bottled right here in our great state of Michigan. And Flying Ace Whiskey has partnered with the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter to help Michigan children of men and women injured or killed in combat, and also the children of our first responders who are injured or die and making the ultimate sacrifice while serving and protecting. And there's a simple, easy way for you to donate with that money going to the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey bottle neckers on bottles all across the state of Michigan here over the next couple of weeks, and you can donate, and that money will go directly to the Folds of Honor Michigan program on behalf of Flying Ace Whiskey. And also, Flying Ace Whiskey has put up 4 scholarships for the children. Flying Ace Whiskey, an American-made whiskey, taking a lot of pride in America. Look for it in stores and pubs all across Michigan.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Bill Simonson here for Roast Umber Coffee. It's a farm direct coffee sourced from Central American farmers and roasted in Grand Rapids. And their Nitro Cold Brew Coffee is a convenient and healthy option with no sugar or additives. So if you want a great coffee or energy drink to power you through your morning and your day, it's available in ground or whole bean or in cans. More information on the website and direct delivery to your door at roastumber.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge Show is back live across Michigan, the only show where the people have a voice. We're all about huge opinions, big name guests. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer back in downtown Grand Rapids at our flagship station, 96.1 The Game. It is draft day in downtown Detroit. We're about 3/10 of a mile from the NFL main stage, where Goodell will take the stage tonight a little after 8 p.m. With the first round and the number one overall pick, which looks like it will be Caleb Williams with the Bears. We're inside the Caucus Club with NFLPA certified agent David Gregory, who will join us coming up to start next hour. Bull Rush Sports Management, based in West Michigan. They focus on Michigan athletes. Offensive linemen, defensive linemen, NIL help, and more. Just follow Bull Rush Sports on Twitter at Bull Rush Sports. Check it out. David, along with Marty Boer and the Michigan Sports Network in the Huge Show, we're throwing this 313 private first round draft bash tonight, 7 p.m. until 1 a.m. here at the world famous Caucus Club. In downtown Detroit, like I said, less than a half a mile from the NFL main stage, 3/10 of a mile to be exact, and I appreciate all their hospitality. I was looking at one of the latest mock drafts from Ryan Wilson at CBS. Caleb Williams 1, Jaden Daniels 2, Drake May going 3, and he has a mock trade with the Vikings trading up to 3 to get their guy. He also has Denver trading up to 4 to get J.J. McCarthy. Marvin Harrison Jr. then would dropped to 5 in another trade with the Chargers. Neighbors would go 6 to the Giants. Joe Alt, the big 6'8 offensive lineman from ND, at 7 to the Titans. Jared Verse, speed rusher from Florida State, at 8. They got Olawami Fashanu from Penn State, the D tackle, going 9. Talese Fugua, offensive tackle from Oregon State, going 10. Romeo Odunze, the wide receiver from Washington, going 11 in that deal with the Vikings. The Patriots at 11 would take him. J.C. Latham, the offensive lineman, going 12. That's a Chargers trade with Denver. Quinyon Mitchell going 13 to the Raiders. So here's that spot I'm talking about. That if they don't move on Michael Penix Jr., or they didn't take Bo Nix. That's why I'm hoping Penix Jr. and Nix go earlier. That would open up the Raiders to be a trade partner. And there's a couple of those trade opportunities we talked about. The Lions could trade up from 29 to 13, throw draft capital in from this year, the 29th pick, other picks, even a first rounder next year. Or if all the quarterbacks are taken in the first 12 picks, the big six, right? Nix, Penix Jr., J.J., May, Daniels, and Williams, and the Raiders can't get one, then you offer up Hendon Hooker and maybe a fourth-round pick from this year. That would be interesting. They got Brian Murphy going 14 in the first round, defensive lineman out of Texas. Brian Thomas Sr., wide receiver, going to the Colts at 15. Michael Penix Jr. staying in Seattle with the Seahawks in this mock draft. Dallas Turner, edge rusher from Alabama at 17. He's been all over mock drafts from 8 until 17. Terrion Arnold at 18. Now, again, this is a spot where the Lions could trade up and not have to give up as much, the corner out of Alabama. Liatu Latu, the edge rusher from UCLA, another guy they could trade up for. Troy Fatanu, offensive lineman from Washington. They got Latu going to the Rams at 19. Troy Fatanu to the Steelers at 20. Graham Barton, defensive or offensive tackle at Duke, 21 to the Dolphins. Amarius Mims, offensive tackle out of Georgia, 22 in the first round. He will go to the Bengals. Tyler Guyton to Oklahoma, an offensive tackle. Jordan Morgan. From Arizona to the Cowboys at 24 when I look at it. Cooper DeJean, 25 to Green Bay. He's a guy that, you know, returner, corner, fastest all, get out. He'd be great at 29. So what I'm seeing here is you go down the draft, and Johnny Newton at 27, the D lineman out of Illinois to the Texans. Donald Mitchell, wide receiver from Texas, 28 to the Bills. Darius Robinson, they have the edge from Missouri State, the guy with Detroit connections, going 29. You can see where the draft drops off. And to me, if the Lions want their guy and they want to get a starter, they're going to have to trade up. That's it. Man, this guy has Brock Bowers dropping to 31. Only way that happens if there's something medical, which he has been hurt, that has popped into scouting reports or medical databases. God, I love the draft. It's awesome. And it's happening in Detroit. We are down 0.3 mile from the NFL main stage. We're here with Bull Rush Sports, David Gregory, the NFLPA certified sports agent, Marty Boer, the Michigan Sports Network, the Huge Show, and our marketing partners, the Tullymore Golf Resort, Coppercraft Distillery, and also Dorn Mayhew. Just saw Josh Garvey and his wife. Superfly Hayes is back at 96.1 in Grand Rapids. Remember, if you want to catch up and listen to the show on your schedule, our podcasts are free and we are everywhere. Just search The Huge Show where you download podcasts.
That's huge.